Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
So Amazon has gone bananas, millions of them to be precise. It's taken over retail, film, television. Next up, bananas, obviously.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And in Seattle, locals are very familiar with Amazon's community banana stand. It made its way on the scene in late 2015. It has since expanded into two stands on its corporate campus, which sprawls across several blocks in downtown Seattle. And it is making quite a stir. Here to talk about the banana phenomenon that has resulted and how the retail giant has upended the produce market in Seattle is the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens, who is joining us from Seattle, actually, via Skype. So, bananas. It's not something we usually necessarily talk about in terms of Amazon. You know, we always talk retail, data storage, movies. How did we get here? How did the idea of a banana stand at the Amazon campus start?
So, founder and CEO Jeff Bezos came up with the idea as kind of a part of a brainstorm, which ended up involving lots of people, but his brainchild to come up with this idea to give away free fruit in downtown Seattle. And so they looked at both oranges and bananas and chose bananas. And now they have two banana stands in Seattle near their headquarters where they give away free bananas to both employees and community members.
And it's evolved and become its own kind of entity. And if we're talking McDonald's standards here, how many bananas served? Like how many a day? How many totals? What kind of banana consumption are we talking here?
So they're actually handing out about 8,000 bananas a day, about 4,000 per stand. They've given out more than 1.7 million total, and they give out bananas all day until basically they run out. So usually around, 3:30 or 4 in the afternoon, they'll run out, depending on the weather. If it's a sunny day, they give away more usually.
Is it a hit in Seattle? How have the locals responded? Generally positively, I assume?
Yeah, it's generally very positive. There has been a little bit of a split reaction, to use a pun, that some of the local cafes and restaurants have seen a bit of a shift in demand. One little cafe that I talked to used to give away a lot, or used to sell a lot of yogurt toppings of bananas, and they said that's kind of gone away a bit. They think that they're probably topping it off with free bananas from the banana stand now. But, they've actually taken advantage of some of this love of bananas and have created a few smoothie type drinks that have really sold well.
Wow, so it's impacted business. But also fascinating is the operation within itself. You have banistas and bamanagers. It's really fascinating how they've made it its own entity. And I understand it's just sort of a pragmatic operation just in terms of selling bananas. It seems to make the most sense in terms of just business.
Right. Well, it was interesting because I talked to Amazon's global head of real estate and facilities, and he was telling me that it was really a practical matter because bananas come in their own packaging. Mm-hmm. You can give them out because health codes sometimes require that you either package something or wash it. So it becomes really impractical to give out a thin skin fruit like apples, for example, whereas both oranges and bananas are compostable. They come in their own packaging. But he was saying everybody loves oranges too, but they're much harder to peel.
I was going to say, can we expect other fruits? Can we expect an evolution?
You know, it's funny. They were telling me that the bananager that I spoke with was telling me that a lot of people come up and will request other fruits, like avocados even. He was saying he was getting lots of requests for avocados recently, but that's pretty hard to give away, obviously. But they said that it's bananas, and actually they've had requests from around the world for people to set up banana stands at their headquarters, at their office buildings around the world. So far, no clear guidance on whether or not they'll be expanding internationally, but definitely a lot of appetite for that.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens about the success of Amazon's community banana stand in Seattle. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Thank you for joining us. So, Laura, you know, this is obviously a fun scenario here, but it's not unlike what a lot of tech companies do. There tend to be these unique perks. And Amazon is a king in the tech world. What's been their track record with perks in general? And is this just a reflection of that?
Well, so Amazon's known for being a little more frugal as far as, like, the crazy perks that we hear about out of Silicon Valley, like, you know, nap pods and all kinds of crazy stuff. But, you know, they allow their dogs to come to the office, which is kind of a cool one. They have, you know, a lot of different perks like, you know, parental leave and things like that. So they tend to kind of, you know, put in their time on some of the other perks that are a little less crazy, like free haircuts or something.
Right.
But definitely bananas is something for the community and for employees. And it was something kind of envisioned, not necessarily as a perk, but as something that they can just, you know, do for the community.
Very good. Laura Stevens, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks again to the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens. For more on her coverage of Amazon, head to WSJ.com/tech. Wrapping up the tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.
Follow the Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.